This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're doing a part three to this conspiracy theory no more. I didn't expect to go past two shows, but we're going to make the most out of it while we have the content. Again, what we're doing, friends, is validating Scripture. And the Word of God is validating the conspiracies that are taking place, not only across the world, but also in the United States of America. You go to Jeremiah 11:9, it says, "And the Lord said unto me," to Jeremiah, "conspiracy is found among the men of Judah." And it's interesting, friends, when you begin to take a look as to what's going on in your country today. Matter of fact, I just had a reporter, propagandist, useful idiot for NBC News come after me yesterday. And it was interesting to note that I knew what I was dealing with right off the bat. It's a man that believes that he's a woman. He is whatever he wants himself to be for that particular time. I mean, this is what it's become, America. That which has been illegal in this country for 200 and how many years now, all of a sudden it's legal, saith those in the Supreme Court. Folks, I don't care what the Supreme Court has to say. When they are there no longer to discover and apply law, read Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, and they begin to tear away down that which God has bestowed upon us because we're based on common law, well, then it's time to remove the judges, Article 2, Section 4. And I don't really personally care what they have to say in any sense of the word when they go out of their scope of authority the way that they have. Folks, these people are turning judgment backwards every step of the way. The other day I highlighted the fact that you have white women that now claim that they're black because they want to believe they're black. You have senators now calling themselves Native Americans, and yet they're not Native Americans just because they want to be. I mean, this is what it's become, friends. You have Olympians, namely Bruce Jenner, who now says he wants to be a woman, and he's stuck in between, of course. And then you're to accept his perversion and confusion as the norm. You have Al Sharpton, who is a tax evader, thief, racist, and counterfeit civil rights leader, being praised on 60 Minutes as a reverend. Read Micah 3:5, friends. You're to accept that former Vice President Al Gore is now a scientist for his climate change discoveries, which is nothing but fraud. Read Colossians 2:8. And Al is now, by the way, being sued by over 30,000 scientists for global warming fraud. Of course, I mean, hey, Al, I got a question for you. What did we do, and what did the Lord do before you got on the scene 5,000, 6,000 years later? Just in time, Al, huh? He's a fraud, friends. You have George Stephanopoulos, who is a self-proclaimed news anchor, a journalist, even though he has been outed as a Clinton crime family operative. Read Revelations 21, verse 8. You've been dummied down enough to believe that Barack Hussein Obama back then, bowing to Saudi kings and transgressing the Constitution of the United States of America, is somehow presidential. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 36. And all of these these are useful idiots, every single one of them, and that includes the president as well as those that accept the lies. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment, friends. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. And the fact of the matter is we have to come to terms with what's going on in this country, friends. Someone's trying to rearrange a reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in, period. And this cannot be reiterated too much, friends. Read Psalm 101, verse 3. If you go back to 1917, there was a man by the name of Oscar Calloway. He was a congressman. And he enters a disturbing statement into the congressional record. Listen carefully. This is in the congressional record in the United States of America. A J.P. Morgan, a banker, a steel tycoon, and a bully, hired 12 high-ranking news managers and asked them to, listen carefully, determine the most influential newspapers in America in 1917. Okay? Now, with that said, J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States, not the law. He wanted to control the policy. What they said goes, friends. Okay? Well, that said, the 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. Guess whose policies, friends? J.P. Morgan's. Again, keep in mind, this has been in the congressional record since 1917. There are 1,500 newspapers, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, and 2,400 publishers owned by only 6 corporations worldwide. Owned by 6 corporations. Worldwide. Again, they are trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. And it's funny, a majority of those that report the news have no knowledge from right and wrong. How do you know? Well, if you go to Sons of Liberty Media or Sons of Liberty Radio, go to the store and pick up a documentary series. It's called My War. And we actually went to a guy named Don Shelby, a WCCO Channel 4 news anchor, a self-proclaimed evangelical Christian as well. We asked him the question, personally, how do you tell the difference between right and wrong when you report your news? He said if you're asking journalists to be an arbiter to decide differences of morality, he said you're asking the wrong people. I mean, you can't make this up, Prince. You're asking the wrong people. He said, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Wait a second, Don. You just said, if you're asking journalists to be an arbiter to decide differences of morality, you're asking the wrong people, but it's your job to determine what's fair or unfair and just or unjust and where it's failing? Anybody want to help this guy out? He apparently doesn't understand that he stuck both feet in his mouth, does he? You know, John Adams said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people, and it's wholly adequate to the government of any other. Furthermore, if you go to Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, he said, without morals, which means conform to truth, Webster's 1828, a republic, we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. And what is the media doing today, friends? They're attacking Christianity. Hey, folks, politics aimed at the gospel of Jesus Christ always ends up in self-destruction. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, check it out, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, giving you the answers that most people say that they're thirsty for. They want the information. What do we do to bring about a resolve? You have to act. That's what's lacking more than anything else in this country. You have to act. Faith without works is dead. Show the world your faith in Christ by what you do, not by what you talk about. Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. All right? And so here we are. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. If you'd like to call in again, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, with that said, friends, I want to go fast forward just a little bit. This is Richard Salent, 1914 to 1933, former president of CBS News. He said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. This is in, friends, in 1914 to 1933. Okay? Just so you know. Walter Cronkite, former CBS News anchor, said, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. You ready for this one? The New York Times. Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times from 1950 to 1960. The New York Times is on purpose pitched to the liberal point of view. Deliberately, the word was. And then we go to none other than Richard Cohen, who's still spouting off his big deceptive mouth. Senior producer of CBS Political News. He said, we're going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Not what the facts are. They pick and choose what they want to report on, friends. It's that simple. Fox News, we report, you decide. It should rightly be said, we decide on what we report. Prince Al-Walid bin Talal said, a strong American government is not good for us. He's part owner of Fox News. If you go over to CNN, that's all you have to do is ask Amber Lyon, who has, in fact, the internal fortitude of 1,000 men. She's an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, Communist Network News, right? She said that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the left wing, they call it, network. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration and the administrations pay for CNN's content. Folks, again, who's the last person you heard do that? Mussolini? Adolf Hitler? Mao Zedong? Who else? I mean, Pol Pot? Should we keep going on here? Amedeo Mean? I mean, this is what dictators do. That is not legal in a free country. They dictate to the press what they can and what they cannot say before releasing it to you. And by the way, New York Times, in their confusion, blurted out the truth when they told the American people that all the content, this was under Obama's administration, before it's released on the American people, it's first vetted. Whoa, that's craziness. And I know you've heard me talk about Udo Ulfkaut. He was a German editor and journalist who lost his life for getting this information to you. But he said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Taught to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. This is what he said. And if you want to go to the CIA, back in the 80s, namely William Casey, former director, he said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is totally false, completely false." I mean, and somehow the American people believe that freedom of speech gives people a right to break the law, which it does not. And nobody promulgates, friends, and broadcasts from the pulpits more than the presidents and the communist networks through the corporate-owned media, that we are a democracy. And, of course, they do that because they want to undermine the American people into believing that it's okay to do whatever you want. Because we're not ruled by law as a constitutional republic, in which we are. But, no, we're ruled as a democracy. It's what the people want. Well, I can tell you in this country, it's not what the people want. They want you to believe it's what the people want. And that's why they continuously deceive the American people into believing them by browbeating them. See, the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. And I'm here to tell you, folks, it's just untrue. So let's get back over to this. 33 conspiracies that turned out to be true. What every person should know. And we have been going over this and rolling over this over the last 2 days. And there's so many of them. And I'm trying to do my best to detail each one of them, at least in part, because there's much information on each one of these conspiracies that you were taught by the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media, the corporate-owned media, that these were all conspiracy theories, when in fact they turned out to be theories indeed. I'm just going to name the names of the ones that we've already covered by rehearsing them in your ears, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get caught up, and then I'll begin to detail each one of the conspiracies, again, that turned out to be conspiracies. The Dreyfus Affair was number one. Number two is the Mafia. Number three is MK Ultra. Number four is Operation Mockingbird. And by the way, I just highlighted that. Plenty of videos on Operation Mockingbird as well. And you can listen to the CIA tell you themselves what it's all about. Number five is Manhattan Project. Number six is Asbestos. Number seven is Watergate. Number eight is the Tuskegee Syphilis Study. Keep in mind, these were all theories, we were told, which turned out to be conspiracies in fact, and the media was giving cover to the conspirators. And that's why I continuously tell the American people, you want your country back, you're going to have to lawfully deal with corporate media, number one, and corrupt politicians, because they're working hand in glove. Number nine is Operation Northwoods, where they were going to attack America and then blame it on Fidel Castro. Now, this is nothing new. Dictators, since the beginning of time, have done this. Again, nothing new here. Number 10 is 1990 testimony of Na'ara, a 15-year-old girl. And then we got to number 11, counterintelligence programs against activities in the 60s. And history in America shows us over and over since the inception of the CIA and the FBI that they are the ones that are responsible for inciting domestic violence by sending in provocateurs over and over and over and over again. But if you just listen to what they themselves have had to say, namely John Stockton, he said the whole purpose of the CIA is to keep the world unstable, of course, so they can bring in change. You know, in a righteous sense, friends, it was William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, that said if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present for righteousness' sake. You have to stand up and do the right thing. But what's happening is the American people are standing down and letting the wrong people, the bad guys, give the wrong information. And they're attacking the right. And so don't expect them to do the things that they do if you leave them without consequence concerning the law. Number 12 is the Iran-Contra affair. Oliver North, folks, this guy to me is just an absolute clown. He's an absolute joke, and he wasn't just the fall guy. If you take the time to watch a documentary series, I believe there's four or five parts to it. It's called Cocaine Cowboys. This guy was getting orders from A to Z under the Bush regime. So it wasn't just the Clintons pushing drugs. When you look at the operation of how drugs are infiltrating the United States of America, you have to keep in mind, you have to pull off the mask of those that continuously condemn drugs more than anybody, because what you'll find, in fact, in these particular cases, like that of Mr. McConnell out of Kentucky, the majority head for the Republicans, he was busted with 90 pounds of cocaine on his family ship. And you go back to the CIA and go online and see 4 tons of cocaine that's smacked into the side of a mountain. And going back to the Cocaine Cowboys, friends, you're going to find out exactly who's been pumping the drugs into America. Well, who gains from it? That's all you have to look to. And furthermore, I wish I could blame the government, which I am right now, and corrupt officials, as they call themselves, in this country for bringing the drugs into the United States of America. But the fact of the matter is they wouldn't be bringing them in had the American people not put a value to it. So we got to think about that. But that's the Iran-Contra affair. That's number 12. Number 13 is the BCCI scandal. And then plenty of videos on that one as well. And then the CIA drug running in L.A. That's number 14. And going on, Gulf of Tonkin never happened. I want to pick that one up on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Communities along the North and South Carolina coast are preparing for an onslaught of Hurricane Florence, as forecasters now are saying the storm will hesitate offshore just before making landfall early Friday. Former FEMA Administrator David Paulson on what we can expect from this storm.
They are ready for this storm. However, this is a significant storm. It is going to cause a lot of damage. There's over $1 trillion worth of housing stock in front of this storm. And yeah, a lot of it is not new homes, a lot of older homes. So it's going to be devastating, put it that way.
Republican senators lashed out on Wednesday to individuals who made vulgar calls to Senator Susan Collins in recent days, urging her to reject Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. Republican Senator Ted Cruz blamed the far left in a tweet for a harassment campaign against the moderate Maine senator, calling the comments toward Collins and her staff truly shameful. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. I want to give a shout out to our friend Mike Roach over at Before It's News for broadcasting. Looked like we had some technical problems going on, and I hope that they are fixed at this point. We got a much better signal by using better cameras. Folks, I don't do things second rate here, because if you do things second rate, people look at it as being second rate and they won't trust you because you don't do things right the first time. So let's do them right the first time, right? With that said, again, thank you to Before It's News and Michael Roach over there. And again, friends, if you want to call in, please do call us at 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. Talking about 33 conspiracies that were sold to you as theories that turned out to be, in fact, conspiracies. Number 15 is Gulf of Tonkin. Never happened. The Gulf of Tonkin incident is the name given to two separate incidents involving the Democratic Republic of Vietnam in the United States and the waters of the Gulf of Tonkin. On August 2nd, listen carefully. It's important that you understand this and how this works. On August 2nd, 1964, two American destroyers engaged three North Vietnamese torpedo boats, resulting in the sinking of one of the torpedo boats. This was also the single most important reason for the escalation of the Vietnam War. This was the reason that the war was escalated. After the Kennedy assassination, by the way, I want to reiterate the point that the orders on Vietnam were reversed the day after Kennedy was assassinated. Now, going back to the point, the Gulf of Tonkin gave the country the sweeping support of aggressive military action against the North Vietnamese. The outcome of the incident was the passage by Congress of the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, which granted President Lyndon B. Johnson the authority to assist any Southeast Asian country whose government was considered to be jeopardized by the communist aggression. See how this works? In 2005, an internal national security agency historically study was declassified. This is what it says. It concluded that the USS Madox had engaged the North Vietnamese on August 2nd, but that there may not have been any North Vietnamese vessels present during the engagement of August 4th. Okay? They created it out of thin air, friends. The report stated it is not simply there is a different story as to what happened. It is that no attack happened that night at all. In truth, Hanoi's Navy was engaged in nothing that night but the salvage of two of the boats damaged on August 2nd. In 1965, President Johnson commented privately, "For all I know, our Navy was shooting at whales out there." Now just think about that. That's the regard President Johnson showed our boys that were over in Vietnam. And also keep in mind, 58,121 fought on the behalf of a criminal like President Johnson, contriving the whole war, creating the aggression, inciting violence against ourselves, which never happened. Johnson said, "For all I know, our Navy was shooting at whales out there." Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny, America? And just think about it. Some people believe that there's honor fighting on the behalf of a bunch of warmongers, and that of the likes of Johnson and any other president that unconstitutionally attacks a foreign country with the use of our boys. In 1981, Captain Herrick and journalist Robert Shearer re-examined Herrick's ship's log and determined that the first torpedo report from August 4th, which Herrick had maintained, had occurred. The apparent ambush was, in fact, unfounded. In 1995, retired Vietnamese Defense Minister Voi Nhin Gaiap, meeting with former Secretary of Defense McNamara, categorically denied that the Vietnamese gunboats had attacked American destroyers on August 4th, while admitting to the attack on August 2nd. In the fall of 1999, retired senior CIA engineering executive Eugene Potet wrote that he was asked in early August of 1964 to determine if the radar operator's report showed a real torpedo boat attack or an imagined one. In October 2005, the New York Times reported that Robert Hanoik, a historian from the U.S. National Security Agency, had concluded that the NSA deliberately, on purpose, the NSA distorted the intelligence and the reports that it had passed on the policymakers regarding August 4th, 1964 incidents. Folks, read John 8:44. He concluded that the motive was not political, but was probably to cover up honest intelligence errors. Yeah, yeah. At the cost of innocent blood. Many videos out there on that, folks, turned out to be a conspiracy indeed. Going on to number 16 of 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be conspiracies in fact. The business plot. Number 17, July 20th, 1944, conspiracy to assassinate Hitler, 44 attempts on his life. Number 18, Operation Ajax. You were told it was a theory when in fact it turned out to be a conspiracy. Number 19, Operation Snow White. Turned out to be a conspiracy. In fact, the media, the lying, useful idiots, are the ones that continuously prop up the lie in an attempt to give cover for conspirators. Guilty as charged, friends. Number 20, Operation Gladio. Number 21, the CIA assassinates a lot of people. Church committee. The list goes on. As a matter of fact, I'll highlight this one. The Church Committee is the common term referring to the United States Senate Select Committee to study governmental operations with respect to intelligence activities. A U.S. Senate committee chaired by Senator Frank Church in 1975, a precursor to the United States Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, the committee investigated intelligence gathering for illegality by the CIA and the FBI after certain activities had been revealed by the Watergate affair. The committee uncovered many among many other things, that the CIA had violated its charter to perform only gathering of that of intelligence. Of course. For example, the assassination of Allende in Chile and Masadega. Folks, some of these names don't even... I'm not even going to try to name them. In Iran, assassinations against Central and South American leaders and revolutionaries, as well as Africa, Middle East, and the East Asia. Of course. They have to keep them unstable, friends. And the list was tremendous. They even declassified a heart attack gun the agency had made for the use of killing someone without it being detected. Cancer, car accidents, skiing accidents, suicide, boating accidents, heart attacks, and just plain being shot were common assassination methods. You know, folks, I want to tell you something. How many CIA agents, how many assassins that work for the CIA or the FBI have come clean on the assassinations? How many people in the past and in the present, and when they come out, the media says the FBI is on the scene or the CIA is on the scene to investigate their confessions. See, they do everything within their power to keep them covered up, even when the assassins themselves admit to the fact. I believe there was one with Marilyn Monroe, Bob Marley, Princess Diana. Friends, the list goes on. John F. Kennedy, again, the list goes on. They're telling you who's responsible for the assassinations. And then what do people do? Oh, he didn't really do it. No, folks, like I said yesterday, I could transport you to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. Do your homework on the JFK assassination. There's a guy named James Files. You can watch a couple hours on this. Tell me the man's lying. Tell me he's lying. He didn't seek out the press. The press sought him out. James Files. Check that one out. And tell me, friends, who he was working for. Going on here, to the CIA assassinates a lot of people. The American public still has no idea this was actually ever confirmed or even took place. Concerning the hearings, although recorded in full in congressional record, the mainstream media, the MSM, and other policies, official policies, is still largely not taught in American schools on recent history. And by the way, I want to tell you this too. If there is misinformation in public school books, do you know, and you can just go to Liberty University, you can go to the ADF in Washington, D.C. You can go to the Rutherford Institute. If you find errors in school books in America, you take them to one of those law firms, and they will take it to the state, and they will sue the state until they fix the errors. And, folks, they're not errors. There may be some errors, but they're well-intentioned errors on the behalf of corruption. I looked at No Child Left Behind and International Baccalaureate and Common Core. Folks, don't sit there and tell me that this is by accident this is happening. And really what it comes down to is dereliction of duty on the behalf of the public and prospective countries worldwide to allow themselves to be illegally indoctrinated in the first place. The CIA assassinates a lot of people. We're on number 21 right now. We're going to number 22, the New World Order. Nobody can deny that anymore, can they? Even back in the 80s, friends, and in the 90s when George Bush Sr. kept talking about the New World Order 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit, people still said it was a theory. Well, it's a theory no more, friends. I'm going to come back to that one right after the other break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Give a highlight to, or a high five to our friends over at Before It's News who are broadcasting this live. And we appreciate you, Michael Roach, over there, Michael Roach. And again, if there's any technical issues over there, do again understand we are doing everything in our power to actually fix the problems. I also want to let you know, too, by the way, if you want to, if you can see my shirt, it says, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. If you'd like to order one of those, please go over to the Sons of Liberty Media or Sons of Liberty Radio and go to the store and go to the bottom of the page. We got these brand new shirts that my wife just created, folks, and I'm telling you, they are killer looking. And it's not just because my wife designed them. We actually had Eric Hollander from the guy that's done work with Steven Spielberg on the Jaws reunion that designed these shirts. And it says, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And then it says Romans 12:21 stamped right below that. But again, look at the design. And if you'd like to order one, please do. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and order yours up while you can. Cool? Let's go to the next one. We're talking about 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be conspiracies, in fact, going on to the New World Order. Just for the sake of time, because I know that there's cooler topics coming up, and I'm going to try to nail all 33 of these before the end of the show today. The New World Order, George Bush, Herschel Walker, Daddy Bush. He called for a New World Order. How many times from the presidential pulpit? What does the guy need to say? And folks, just so you can understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, look who his dad is, Prescott Bush. Go online. He was indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Hitler's war. Okay? It's the Third Reich, what he's trying to establish. And they are going to fail miserably, like they always do. Man has been attempting to do this since the beginning of time. They want a war against heaven, and he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. You can rest assured. So, another one that turned out to be a conspiracy, in fact, is a New World Order. Matter of fact, David Rockefeller, he said for more than a century, extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States of America, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, he said, if you will. If that's the charge, he said, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it. And you have useful idiots saying it's just a theory. Wow. Conspiracy theory no more, right? Number 23, Kennedy assassination. The second investigation by Congress few people know about. United States House of Representatives Select Committee on Assassinations. Again, friends, there was over 400 people that died around the assassination. And what the media did is they ignored the 200 people that said they saw the shooter at the grassy knoll. This is a fact. By the way, if you go to the book depository there on Elm Street in Dallas, Texas, you'll still see that they're still trying to sell the same propaganda, but you'll also notice that nobody's over there listening to it. I remember being there at one particular time, and this guy, just never met him a day in my life, kind of bumped me, and he looked at me and he said, how stupid do they think that we really are? Now, when they're selling the story that Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy, 81% of the American people still do not believe their narrative. And you need to understand that if you read the book of 1 Kings or 2 Kings, both of them, conspiracies always happened within. Because conspiracies were controlled from within, not from without. Going back to the Kennedy assassination, how many eyewitnesses died, friends? I mean, the list goes on. And the odds of that happening, the way that they wanted you to believe it happened, we're in the millions, friends. And for some reason or another, they're not going to release the files on the JFK assassination until 2025. In America, you stood down and you let them do it. You let your representatives go ahead and conceal the facts concerning the murder of the President of the United States of America. And you think that they're representing you? You got another thing coming, America. Number 24. Of 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be conspiracies. 1919 World Series conspiracy. The 1919 World Series, often referred to as the Black Sox scandal, resulted in the most famous scandal in baseball history. Eight players from the Chicago White Sox, nicknamed in Black Sox, were accused of throwing the series against the Cincinnati Reds, and details of the scandal remain controversial, and the extent to which each player was involved varied. It was, however, front page news across the country when the story was uncovered late in the 1920 season, and despite being acquitted of criminal charges, throwing baseball games was technically not a crime, they said. The eight players were banned from the organized baseball teams, i.e. the league subject to the national agreement for life. There are hundreds of other conspiracies involving throwing games, sports matches, large-scale entertainment events, and it's common knowledge for many this list would have to go into the thousands if we concluded all of them. Conspiracy theory no more. Number 25, Karen Silkwood was sold to you as a theory which turned out, in fact, to be a conspiracy theory. Number 26, CIA drug smuggling in Arkansas. Oh, my gosh. Folks, if you haven't taken the time to watch Clinton Chronicles, do yourself a favor and watch that video. You watch 3 minutes of it, and it will pull you in until the duration of that film is played out, that documentary. It's all eyewitnesses. And to think that Hillary Clinton is still free today, and Bill Clinton is still free today. How many people have been murdered around the Clintons and still to this day are being murdered to those, namely, that have the audacity or the internal fortitude to investigate the crimes of the Clintons? CIA drug smuggling in Arkansas? Folks, it's not a theory. There's nothing to do with the theory. And nothing whatsoever. It's a fact. And the eyewitnesses and the partakers of the crimes will tell you. And many of them are dead now. But again, to show you why you question those that you've entrusted, America, in whatever institution or office they may occupy, you always question those that have been delegated authority. But you were told, friends, it was just a theory. Again, check out Clinton Chronicles. Do yourself a favor and watch that. Many videos on it. And then he became the president of the United States of America. Number 27 was just a theory, too, Bohemian Grove. And you know what's sad about it? Is these sick jokers, these devils, these criminals are doing this every single year. Every single year. And yet you can go online and watch video at will concerning the Bohemian Grove. That was number 27 of 33 conspiracies. Operation Paperclip. You know what that's all about, right? Operation Paperclip was the code name for the 1945 Office of Strategic Services, Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency recruitment of German scientists from Nazi Germany brought into the United States after VE Day. You want to talk about a slap in the face of 405,399 men that fought, bled, and died fighting against the likes of an Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich? You had people in your country, along with the Bushes, bringing them into the United States of America under Operation Paperclip. Interestingly enough, President Truman authorized Operation Paperclip in August 1945. However, he expressly ordered that anyone found to have been a member of the Nazi Party and more than a nominal participant in its activities or an active supporter of Nazi militarism would be excluded. These included Werner von Braun, Arthur Rudolph, Herbertus Strughold, who were officially on record as Nazis and listed as menace to the security of the Allied forces, all were cleared to work in the United States after having their backgrounds bleached, scrubbed by the military. And false employment histories were provided and their previous Nazi affiliations were expunged from the record. The paperclips that secured newly minted background details to the personal files gave the operation its name. You're being lied to, America. Number 29, the Round Table. Number 30, the Illuminati, the Trilateral Commission, number 31, number 32, Big Brother or the Shadow Government. You better know they're there, friends. And number 33, the Secret Team, the CIA and its allies in control of the United States and of the world. And so they think, friends. My daddy is the governor of all nations. And Christians, keep that in mind. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.